Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Support for The Common comes from Bluey's Big Play. Join Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili in their first ever live stage show, a fun-filled show made for the whole family at the Box Center Wang Theater, May 18th and 19th. Tickets at boxcenter.org.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR Associate Producer for Newsletters, Hannah Ali, welcome back.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
It has been a little while. Daryl, I have a quick question for you.
Hit it.
Has the appeal of autumn worn off yet?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all?
Not. No.
I was wondering, if the appeal of autumn hasn't worn off yet, how can you get excited to go to the holiday markets? But it seems like we're always excited.
It's all together. It's all one. You're here to talk to us about the holiday markets around the city.
For sure. And I will say, there are quite a few, almost to the point where it might seem overwhelming to figure out which ones to choose.
Here's a place I want to start. Where's my one-stop shop holiday market?
You've got two big winter markets, actually, here in Boston this season. We've got Snowport.
Snowport.
Can you guess where that is?
I'm going to guess that's the Seaport.
Yes.
Okay.
It's over in Seaport. It's the most popular one. It's probably the one you've seen on your Instagram feed a billion times. And it has over 100 vendors. Our second biggest is the SoWa Winter Festival. That one is inside of the SoWa Power Station, and that also has over 100 vendors. Now, with those two big winter markets, the main difference is that Snowport is outdoors, and SoWa is indoors inside of...
That's key. When you're going to Snowport, watch the weather. And what kind of stuff are you going to find there?
You're going to find a bunch of different things. Jewelry, artisan gifts. If you're going in with five people to knock off your list, you've got to say, okay, I've got five folks to buy gifts for. You'll find something for all five people.
Okay.
My friend got really excited over a stand selling bowls made out of recycled chopsticks.
Ooh.
She ended up buying four of them.
That's an interesting gift.
You will find lots and lots of Boston-themed gifts there, especially. Now, SoWa has a lot of the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of the same vendors.
Okay.
But both are sort of heavy on the food. And this is really the big draw, especially for someone like myself. I don't celebrate Christmas. My family doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go there and you are hungry, you are going to find every indulgence you could possibly think of, mostly chocolate and cheese.
Okay, two very important food groups.
They're the most important food groups.
Right on. Okay, so that's the Snowport and SoWa, and how long are those running for?
So Snowport is going to be going through December 31st, and the SoWa Winter Festival is through December 17th.
Okay.
But some of the fun stuff at Snowport will remain through February.
We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Bluey, Bingo, Bandit, and Chili are coming to a theater near you.
Do you want to play musical statues with us?
Join the Healers in their first ever live stage show, Bluey's Big Play.
Look, Mom, Dad's playing with us!
A fun-filled show made for the whole family. It's Bluey brought to real life. Book now for Bluey's Big Play. We can't wait to see you there.
Bluey!
A gruesome scandal at the nation's most prestigious university
shines a light on a macabre and lucrative world of buying and selling human remains.
Human body parts taken by a manager at the Harvard Medical School morgue and then sold to customers online.
So my first skull is right there on the top shelf. That's my first and my favorite.
I'm reporter Allie Jarmani, and this story raises some tough questions. How should we treat the dead? And who gets to decide?
There should be some middle ground where we treat deceased tissues differently than we treat old refrigerators.
This is Postmortem, the Stolen Bodies of Harvard, a new season of WBUR's Last Scene. Listen and follow Last Scene wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Hannah Ali. Are there any markets dedicated to small local vendors? I'm thinking women-owned, black or brown-owned. Any of those type of markets?
That's a great question. So the Boston Women's Market is actually an market that offers a chance to find something from a hobbyist vendor,
mm-hmm.
and more importantly, someone local. So this is the type of market where your neighbor, if she's a gal who knits, or if you know somebody who says, hey, I like to make leather wallets in my free time, they can sign up and be a vendor at a market like this. And
nice. If
they have a smaller scale business operation, it gives them a chance to sort of shine. That one's going to be at Faneuil Hall from December 1st to the 23rd, but only on the weekends.
Okay.
You know what it is like to go to Faneuil Hall. There are tourists. Lots of tourists. The Boston Women's Market is actually going to be at a few other locations to give you a chance to break away from that tourist hotspot.
Okay.
On the 9th, they're going to be at Harpoon Brewery. On the 16th, they're going to be at Time Out Market.
Okay.
And on the 17th, they're going to be at the Speedway in Brighton.
And I'm imagining it's going to be a diverse array of vendors there, you know, people from all different backgrounds.
Yes, absolutely.
Look at that. Love it.
And they have a handy guide on their website already to let you check out what they've got before you have to brave the cold.
That's helpful. You don't want to go somewhere braving the cold. You get there, they don't have the stuff you want.
No. Now, Daryl, I have a question for you.
Hit it.
Is it appropriate to give a thrifted and or vintage gift at
Christmas
time? It is. So I was talking to a colleague the other day, and she said it depends on the person. You know, like, you know, an older relative might be like, what? You're giving me something secondhand? I don't want that.
I'm giving you something vintage, antique.
Exactly. You're giving them something with a story. And I think that thrifted or vintage gifts are a fantastic gift to give.
Absolutely.
And that is what you will find at Fenway Flea.
Okay.
Now, Fenway Flea is going to be held on December 9th and 10th. Those are their last dates before Christmas time at 401 Park, which back in my day used to be called Landmark Center. And there's an ice rink outside, so you don't find anything on the racks. You can go ice skating with whoever you go with or by yourself and enjoy yourself.
And you got Trillium over there, too.
Exactly. Trillium Brewery is right there.
That's a good spot.
It is, and you'll find something nice. I mean, I really think you can find something wonderful that's vintage to gift to someone. I give thrifted gifts all the time.
Yeah.
So if somebody thinks that's not fun, they could take it up with me.
I'll take their gift.
Yeah.
Hannah, this has been a wonderful time talking with you about these markets. I'm sure a lot of people will find this helpful because you know, this is that time of year where you got to get your gift, And you know, like, the days before Christmas is when it gets really crazy because that's when all the procrastinators come out.
Exactly.
So let this be a resource for those people.
Yes. And I mean, keep in mind, if the weather's bad, you will have those outdoor markets to yourself.
Let me ask you a question before
we
go.
Oh, my goodness.
What gifts have you gotten so far?
I bought a pair of mittens.
Okay.
Knit mittens. I knit myself, but I can't knit a pair of mittens. So I bought a pair of mittens. And these
are for yourself or for a gift?
They're for myself. I saw the mittens and I was like, I'll get them for myself. It could be a gift to yourself, right?
That's right.
Treat yourself, 2023, not 2011 anymore.
That's right.
And the last thing I got, I ended up getting a very beautiful printed card that says Peace on Earth. And I'm going to send that to some special folks in my life.
Peace on earth, indeed.
That's what we want.
Hannah, thank you so very much for coming through to the Common. This was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Daryl.
That's WBUR Associate Producer for Newsletters, Hannah Ali. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to learn more about the holiday markets, you can find Hannah's piece under our field guide to Boston at WBUR.org. And you can look for the piece, Your Guide to Greater Boston's Holiday Markets from the Seaport to Somerville. And if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@WBUR.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Samatha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.